Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Gigi, and I am your host of Lip Service. I would like to be considered your best Judy because I'm going to talk about some of those topics that you guys send into my email address or some of those topics that I just face every day just being human in this human experience. Some of those tough topics that nobody wants to talk about because it's so much of a secret. Or maybe we're just afraid of talking about those things simply because it's reality. Now, I do want to thank everyone that decided to click on my podcast, regardless of whether you've been here on my podcast or not. To all of the newbies, I want to say thank you so much and welcome. I am going to be keeping it as real as possible, and I have opinionated facts. They are facts to me and maybe opinion to you, but best believe it happens somewhere. And to everyone that decided to come back and listen to my podcast, I want to say welcome back. Thank you so much. I have been missing in action because I have traded in before my time of enjoyment to be all about business. And that's something that we should never do on our journey of growth. So we're going to be talking about friends versus foe. Those friendships and family members that dwindle away during the process of our growth. No matter what it is that we're doing, the changing of your life for the better, having a sense of integrity and seeing flaws and then wanting to change them could cause you to lose some of those relatives and those quote unquote friends. And trust me, it happens to the best of us. No matter where you are in life, no matter what you're doing, once you start elevating and evolving, you'll eventually see some of those lifelong friends that you thought you would have throughout the course of anything in life, ups, downs, negatives, and positives, dwindle away the more you become one with yourself. So losing some of those quote-unquote friends and sometimes family members in the process of changing could cause you to feel like they were always enemies to begin with, where in fact they don't hate you, they don't loathe you. Let's keep it real. Let's be completely honest with one another. If I'm going to be your best Judy, we're going to be honest with each other. We've all faced going on social media, the culprit of it all. Amidst the older days, like when I was younger, all of the magazines, like Vogue, plenty other magazines. And looking at the image that we see and wanting to be that person, not necessarily that size or have that amount of money, but to be that person. So we become jealous and envious over their lifestyles. We do that now with social media. And I think nowadays in 2021, it's become more of a problem to go on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter and Snapchat and seeing all the beautiful people that have resized images and filtered it up and seeing them on yachts or in mansions or having the body that you want or having the job and the success or just the attention. We've all faced having to deal with envy and jealousy, even with people we don't even know, and especially those that are close to us, because we feel like it's a direct reflection of who we are and what we're doing at that time. And if we're not doing the same things, then we must be unsuccessful. So comparing ourselves to what we believe is success, even though we have chosen these people to be primarily in our lives for a reason, we still find ourselves being very envious over what they have. And it could be the smallest things. You could be in a very dark space in your life at this very moment. And you can have a friend that gets up every morning at 5 a.m. and they have nothing but positivity to say to you. They're doing I am affirmations and they meditate at this time frame. And when it's time to talk to you, it's all smiles and rainbows. So you're jealous and envious of the fact that when you wake up in the morning, your hair is all over the place and you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, you can't find your other house shoe and you just loathe going to your job because it's not the job that you want to actually be doing for the rest of your life. But you're complacent with being stuck in this moment. Those are not the problems of the friends that have created their own type of success. The problem is that you're looking at it as, they're more successful than me, so that makes me unsuccessful. and then they become the part of the problem. When in fact, you're supposed to create and surround yourself with those that are positive and those that want so much more out of life that they go out there and they chase their dreams, their aspirations, their goals. They write them down. Their apps in their phone is filled with I am affirmation goals. And they do them on repetition. And you attracted that type of person because maybe that is the space that you need to be in, creating a positive space for growth, which could mean that you are alone, but not lonely. Loneliness is a form of negativity. When you say you are lonely, that means that you are needing something to fill in a gap. But when you are alone, you are accepting. You're accepting of the fact that I'm alone and that's okay because right now I need to be selfish with my time and where I'm going in life. I don't have time to fill the spaces that are not occupied by things that I need to do to reach the level that I need to be on. Because most people that are successful, if they have time, they're taking a nap. Or they're doing their affirmations. Or they're meditating. They're envisioning the type of lifestyle that they want. So, quick story. I used to be married, now divorced. Happily divorced. And I was in a very abusive marriage. And the beginning was not abusive at all. Perfect. As in most relationships when it comes to turmoil, chaos, and abuse. Especially with a narcissist. However, I had this one best Judy that was my best friend from childhood. I had known her since I was 9 and I started kicking with her when I was about 12, we was kicking it all the time. So throughout life, I kept this one friend, but I didn't realize in my 20s when I did get married that she never evolved from being this childhood friend that I had. Her goals and her dreams were as simplistic as they were when we were kids. She wanted a lifestyle of getting married and having a bunch of children and the white picket fence and the large house and seeing our children go off to college like everyone does that wants to get married and have that nuclear family lifestyle. However, her ways of obtaining it was completely backwards, and I had obtained exactly what we both wanted because I had put the energy in the universe in order to achieve the goal. I wanted to be married. Now, if I would have been specific with the universe, I would have probably attracted a much nicer spouse. And definitely not the same gender as I attracted, since I do live my life as a lesbian woman. However, during that time frame, I had thought that I attracted the most perfect person for me, imperfectly perfect. We had the same career. I smiled every day, and she didn't have an issue with my relationship as we were dating because I still had time to spend with my friend as she went into clubs and did her promiscuous dance and took whoever she wanted to take home. That was never my style. However, I always had time for her. And during the time frame that I started getting even more serious with my ex-spouse and even getting engaged, the more envious she became. Now, during the very beginning and even during the engagement, there was no sort of abuse. But she was saying all of these negative things, and most people would think it's a level of discernment. But the things that she was speaking was just very negative and it had no substance. There weren't warning signs for me to leave an abusive situation or that she may even had an inclination that my ex was abusive. She just didn't like the fact that I was spending more time with someone other than her. And even though she had her friends, quote unquote, that she would see from time to time, her male companions, I didn't see a problem with her being busy or having a filled schedule or living a single lifestyle. It just was not for me. But I definitely understood if she said, tonight I can't come over and just watch a movie with you because right now I'm entertaining company. When the abuse started, I started seeing my friend in a whole different light. I needed her to tell me how negative this person was because I knew he was negative. And when you're 23 years old, very young and naive, you don't see the red flags and the warning signs of someone being a narcissist. And I didn't even know the name or the terminology for what he was. However, when my friend was telling me all these negative things about him, it was hyping me up. Even though in my heart of hearts, I wanted her to reach out to me and tell me that everything was going to be okay, to take me and my children and leave. And that leaving was the perfect situation for me because I was in a dangerous situation with someone I should have never accepted into my life, and that it was going to be okay. But instead, she just made a mockery of my marriage. She informed me pretty much of, "I told you so," based on the idea that she was not in the same space that I was in. And she would give me mixed signals and inform me that if she had a spouse, she would be cuddling and she would be doing all of these things. But I was so unhappy that I was close to suicide, and I would tell her my most intimate secrets about my marriage, which later became an entire story for all of our friends that we had in common. However, I say that to say this. Eventually, my friend became jealous of the amount of money and attention that I was receiving because of the abuse, that she wasn't paying attention to the fact that I was so unhappy, that I was dying on the inside and stress was killing me on the outside. And she was not a helping hand, as she didn't choose to see me as a friend. I was more of an enemy to her than anything else. So of course, as I became older and wiser, I cut this friend off and going through several more years of abuse. But then I turned around and I picked up that friendship again. And I was in a whole different space, and I live in my truth now, and I was engaged again, and this time to a person that I could see myself marrying and being with for the rest of my life. Unfortunately, that didn't work either, and it was because of the journey that I am on for self-care and self-awareness. Nothing to do with abuse and nothing to do with negativity. However, she had started pointing out things once again that she's seen as negative standpoints as a single woman with no idea of how to attract someone to stay in her life and fulfill what she would consider marital bliss or happiness, because she was never happy with herself. Friends, quote unquote, become jealous and envious. Like I said, it's not a hate towards you as a person. It's a hate. It's hateration. But it's not a hate towards you as a person. It's the hate towards themselves that they quit, give up, or don't know how to ask the universe or get on their knees and ask God and be very specific with their asking to be able to obtain the type of lifestyle that they want. So creating a positive space for growth, which could mean that you are alone, but not lonely, is a positive place to be. Because sometimes we have to remind ourselves that being alone and being selfish with our time and our energy is the best thing we could ever do in our lives. Letting some of those individuals go so that they can see the error in their ways and attempt to change for growth. The same way I did with my friend, the same way I would do with any other friend. If I started a business and my friend all of a sudden just degrades, demolishes, and diminishes my dreams, no matter how silly the dream may be to someone else, you make sure that whatever goal you have, whatever aspiration that you have in this world, you're seeing it fully through. And even when people and naysayers and negative Nathans and negative Nancys have so much to say, that negative cousin that comes into your life that tells you that you'll never make six figures selling eyelashes. But there's so many different successful people that you have mirrored, that you have looked at, that you have looked up to, and they are making six figures or more selling eyelashes. And that's probably where you're getting your inspiration from in the very beginning, because it is a little difficult to inspire ourselves when we are first starting off on our ventures. Most of the time we are scared to death to fall. And I'm one of those people that take one step at a time when I'm climbing stairs. I usually trip over one stair. I do fall climbing up the stairs. And I'm not those risk takers that take two steps at a time, because I have no need to try to rush the process of getting to where I need to get to. I just need to get there safely. But if I do stumble on one step, that is okay, because I get right back up. Les Brown, one of the best inspirational speakers that I admire, informs us all that you will fail your way into success. So centering your life around people and accumulating new friends. And if you're like me, my friends are considered my family. I can't choose my family members, just like I couldn't choose my mom, my dad, my uncles, my aunties, my cousins. I can choose my friends, and they become my new profound family members. Those are my family members that I've created in my life. And I center myself around people that are elevated, and we don't have to do the same things or aspire to do the same things or even have the same goals or even in the same realm. But I know that as I progress, they'll be able to celebrate me. And as they progress, I'll be able to celebrate them, because we live in a world of no competition besides our own. We are our only competition. So I can have a friend, which I do, that sells wigs and hair, and I sell wigs and hair. And we can go to the same vendor, but the energy that she puts into her company will be the cause and effect of what she receives as far as a profitable standpoint. And then what I receive financially and my financial goals will be totally different. She may want to hit six figures by the end of the year in her very first year, where I may only want to see $40,000 to replace my average paying job. The job that I get up and I just do it. Even though we have the same business, we will accumulate a different bag. And what she makes and what I make have no competition, because it's enough for everybody. It's enough for everybody to become millionaires, billionaires, become their own Fortune 500 company, creating their own Fortune 500 company. We all have the ability of being great in our own right, but you have some quote unquote friends that will knock you down along the way, will try to discourage you as you move along in life and as you evolve from being a person that was complacent with just accepting being mediocre to one day saying, I want to be great and I want to be more than just mediocre. Take me, universe, and take me now. I want you to shape and mold me the way that I'm supposed to be, because I seek happiness. And at times, that doesn't replace your friendship. Those that mind don't matter, while those that matter don't mind. I've had plenty of moments where I have been jealous and envious, really focused on my financial goals, really focused on what I wanted to do as far as a career. I remember driving my cars and always looking on the inside of the person sitting at the light with me car, and going through an abusive marriage and seeing someone with another luxury car like mine and asking myself, I wonder if they have to go through and put up with what I have to put up with and go through just to have this lifestyle. A lot of my friends didn't understand that just because I was financially free does not mean that I wouldn't have traded every dollar, every car, and every house for the sake of happiness, pure, unadulterated happiness. Because at that moment, I would have done that very thing. And it brought me back to when my mother and my grandmother used to remind me that just because you see something and it's an image that is given to you, and just because something is presented a certain way, does not mean that you need to obtain exactly what that person has. Just because you see someone and their idea exudes success does not mean that you know exactly what it takes in order for them to have the things that they have. So you should never be jealous or envious of something that someone else possesses or has. And at that moment, sitting in the car, even going to the commissary, getting my groceries, and seeing someone that's well put together like I was and still am, I would question whether they were truly happy at home or if they were just as miserable as myself. Would they trade in everything that they have for the sake of happiness? So I say all of that to say, no matter what you're doing in life, no matter where you're going in life, no matter what your goals are, your aspirations, build yourself a team. And sometimes you have to be like Roscoe Jenkins and be a team of me. Selfishness is something that we have thought of and that has been described to us as something that is negative, when actually is something that is positive, because you were born into this world as one self. And you will leave this world by yourself. No matter what realm or dimension you're going into, you will arrive there by yourself. So during this process of allowing yourself to be the greatest person that you can be and shelling off from some of the friends that may not understand, because let's get something clear. Hateration, holleration in this dancery is a lot different than trying to be a supportive friend and having probing questions. I've had friends that had many different career opportunities and they've decided on 1,001 things, and that's just their journey. And I don't question it because it's not my life to question. I just support. But sometimes I've had probing questions of, you know, what is this actually about? You know, if I've never experienced or never even looked into wanting a certain type of career, I've asked questions concerning, because I want to be able to be as supportive as possible. And that is perfectly fine to have probing questions, where if your friend wants to become a lawyer and they're still in law school, you may have some questions, you know, like, is it hard in law school? You know, what all do you do during your time frame of going to school, especially if you have not spoken to that friend in such a long time? If you're very interested in what your friend is doing and you're a supportive friend, aka family member, you're gonna want to know what they're doing in their time frame of focusing hard on their goals, because you want to be able to put yourself in the mindset of what they have going on and try to understand and be as empathetic as possible when they don't have enough time for you because they're so drained and so overworked trying to reach those goals. But there are other times where you have someone that's a hater. Why would you want to leave corporate to go and sell t-shirts? Why would you want to leave your comfort zone, comfortability? And in reality, when you are stepping out on faith, when you are stepping out and taking that step into the universe and answering the universe, when it's calling out to you, telling you what you're supposed to be doing, you meet the idea of uncomfortability. So when you are leaving corporate to go and be a fashion designer or whatever it is that you're doing, when you're leaving what makes you comfortable and complacent to doing things that may not be as comfortable because you're stepping out and you're taking risk, the last thing that you need is someone else telling you how risky it is. Because even if it is risky and you fail, as mentioned, you have to fail your way to success. You have to fall down in order to know how to get back up. And we do it as babies, and we think it's cute, and it's a part of the process. But as adults, we forget that we fall down in a different manner, and sometimes flat on our faces. And having to start over and revamp who we are is also a part of that process. And there's nothing wrong with failing and falling down and having to pick yourself back up. But it is something wrong with having those friends in your life, quote unquote friends, that want to kick you every time you fall by reminding you that, hey, they told you that this was such a bad idea. Be mindful of the company that you keep, the energy that you have in your circle and in your world. Don't invite everybody to your wedding. If someone has a disdain for you even getting married, then why would you even want them to be a part of something that you consider so precious and valuable to you? Why waste your time centering yourself around someone who clearly wishes you ill will or is not genuinely happy for you? Because you're going to keep evolving and that person is going to continue to hate, which is going to cause more issues in your life. And you're going to sit back and wonder why certain things that you're trying to accomplish is so much harder to get there. Because of the energy that you have in your circle when you're telling someone, this is what I'm doing, or I just passed a bar, or I just created my own website, or I just got up this morning and I didn't think anything negative. I did my I am affirmations, and here they come along with their negative antidotes and their negative persona and asking you, well, why would you want to do that? In a very negative way. Sometimes cutting those cords to obtain pure happiness and allowing others to enter into your world that's on the same realm of wanting to be completely happy with themselves is a better part of the plan. But I will say, to protect your energy, and if it means cutting off some of those negative Nathans and negative Nancys, then do so. And don't think twice about it. If it was real, they would support, regardless of what it is, and especially if it's something that's positive. Now I'm going to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. If you have a comment, question, or maybe you want me to read your story up here and give you my opinionated fact, my email is Gina, G-I-N-A, C as in Charlie, period, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, like the bill, 1989 at gmail.com. You can send all of your information to that email. Once again, Gina C. Franklin, 1989 at gmail.com. If you would like to see me and see what I talk about on YouTube, that YouTube channel is G-I-G-I, the with three E's, Gemini. I want to thank you guys so much once again for listening to my podcast. I will be back on here 3 times a week. So I want you guys to stay positive, stay motivated, do your I am affirmations. All right, you guys, stay positive and stay motivated. Thanks again. Bye.